We continue the Shir in Sichei Soran, Ben Ezel saying, If Vej Chof Dalet, paragraph 224. Ben Ezel said, there's a Gemara in Chagiga which says that it is forbidden for any person, to study, to look into that which is too far above him, that which is too far beneath, that which is ahead, and that which is the past. Which means these are questions Achrona Litzlan about philosophy. What happened in the past? What existed in the past before creation? It's a question that's not our affair. That's not for the human mind to understand. What about the future? What is in store for us afterwards, after the 7,000th year and so on? What is it like? Are we allowed to guess at it, to figure out? These are all things the Gemara says are forbidden. What is above? What's above the heavens? So forth. Questions about Hashem that are forbidden for a person to delve into absolutely. Ben Ezel says, does this mean that every person has the same limit? Of course not. Actually not. Each person is limited according to his potential, his mental capacity. Mental, of course, capacity meaning according to his Kedusha. Because there are tzaddikim, for example, who know the answers to a lot of these questions. They have delved into Kabbalah, they have delved into the heavenly secrets, and they have been there. Tzaddikim who have visited heaven. Rabbi Akiva visited the heavens way above. And of course, to Rabbi Akiva, there's no question about what's above the sky. To a person on earth, what's above the sky, we cannot figure, we cannot understand, we cannot conceive. Our physical capacity, mental capacity in a physical sense, in an earthly sense, a material sense, cannot grasp the meaning of the word spirit. What does a spirit look like? What is the size of a spirit? What is something which has no size? What is something which has no dimension? What is meant by infinity? These are things that we cannot grasp. Our mind has a limit. But there are tzaddikim who have risen that high that they have ascended into the next world, the world of the Elam HaYetzido, which is the world of angels. They have seen these angels. They know what they are like. They know what these spirits are like. They know what these souls are like. And there are tzaddikim who've risen even higher than that. Ones have got to the Elam HaBriyo, the world above the angelic world. Zohar Kodesh speaks about the Elam HaBriyo higher than that which the Navi Yecheskel saw. Tzaddikim who are greater than angels, who have seen the Elam HaBriyo is the Kaviyachol, the world of the throne. It's called the throne world of Hashem. And there are some who have risen still higher, who have gone to the Elam HaTzivos. That's the ineffable kind that we can't even speak about or think about. Above that, Elam HaBriyo. Each one of these people, there is still a boundary. Each one, according to how much his mind could grasp, up to that limit, he's allowed to think. Beyond that, it is forbidden. Beyond that, the person must rely purely on Emunah alone. Benedel said there are some very great brains, tremendous brains, geniuses, ones who consider themselves far advanced, far above the normal human brain, so-called scientists, or philosophers, delved into that which is far above the normal, the average person's mind. And those who have delved into that, they've gone into the study of astronomy, they've gone through the study of the stars, the galaxies, planets, they study the space between these planets, the time for the revolutions, the rotations, the light years, and so forth. All these studies that they have gone into, all that, Venadol says, they have only covered the Elam HaAsiya. That's this physical world. The highest they've gotten, they've attained, is still in this lowest of all worlds. They have never gone beyond this, to what is above the sky, to the world of the Malachim, the angelic world. So all these great geniuses have only covered this universe, this physical world. Even that, Rabbi Nezal says, they have covered nothing. Even if they know what they're talking about, they have a clear knowledge, they still covered only the physical aspect of this world, because even this world, too, has the ruchnius side to it, spirit. There's still a ruchnius, a ruach, to the Elam HaAsiya, to this world also. Now that they know nothing whatsoever. In addition, Benadol says, we say, even if they covered, even if they know, but they don't know. But they know nothing even in what they are studying. Especially, again, we must put stress on this point. It is so controversial. There have been so many battles about this. And I say with pride and with happiness that I have been ridiculed for many, many years, time and time again, even by a number of religious people who say they claim they have emunah and so forth, but who refuse to go against scientific theory. Being ridiculed by them did not weaken Chas v'Shalom, Baruch Hashem, the stand in Ahuna. The Emuna Shlema is that every word of the Torah is true. Wherever there is a difference of opinion, a difference of statement between the Torah, Hakdesha, and the Havdil, the Elef Havdolos, Mekdusha L'Tumah, to the words of the scientists, we know, we say we believe, but our belief is as clear as knowledge that the scientists are wrong. They are lying. They are wrong. They are atheists. They are Nishoyim. They are Kefirim. Specifically, in this controversial item of the question of the sun revolving around the earth, which is the fact as stated by the Torah Kedusha, as stated by the one who created the sun and the earth, and the Sheker, Mukhlot, the absolute falsehood, by scientists claim that the earth revolves around the sun. Whatever they claim they have proven, of course, is all the work of the Satan, the Yitzhahara, the Baal Dover, who blinds those who want to be blinded. Whatever so-called facts they have, those are all illusions. And this is the power of the Baal Dover, the power of the Satan. Now, the Satan's power is no trick in getting these scientists to make these statements. The Satan's accomplishments, the sad, tragic sense is, the Satan works on the religious to fall for the statements, for the beliefs, for the theories of these scientists. But today, there actually are people who are religious, who are learned, who believe the way the scientists do, too. Cornelislaw, they tried to reconcile, to distort, to twist the words of the Torah, tried to answer for the Torah, as though the Torah needs their defending words as to why the Torah is different than any scientific false claims. But we state very emphatically the words of the Torah Kedusha, the words of the Zohar Kodesh, very, very openly. There are some who say, fine, clear wording to that effect. Of course, there are clear wording. This is shown many times. Person is simply a megalat ponen b'teda shleik alocha. Person is denying black on white words of the Teda if he says it's not written in the Teda. There are places, many places in the Gemara, many places, Zohar Kodesh, what we have especially in the writings of Rabbeinu Zohar, the Brussel Zohar, Kutei Alochas, the Brussel Zohar states as openly as you can ever get that the one who founded this theory was Copernicus, Yimach Shamai, the first one, who came out with this theory, first one against even all the previous non-Jewish scientists, theory that the earth revolves around the sun. He was the first to come out with that a little over 400 years ago, and this theory was then picked up, adopted by all the subsequent philosophers, scientists. What Nussensal says, Befetish. Nussensal is practically contemporary. He lived a little over 100 years ago. Nussensal says, Befetish, that the Das Chachmenuzal, Das of the Teda, is contrary to this open lie, falsehood of Copernicus. There he is, name by name. So we have no question about whether there are different ways of interpreting it. This is an open statement. Abnasazal is the essence of Emes, the Talmud Emes of the Tzedek Emes. And of course, again, this is in addition to all the previous Sforam HaKdeshim through the Tzedek Desha, through the Imar itself, Zayda Kodesh, which all state very clearly that the earth is stationary. The earth does not revolve on its axis. The earth is stationary. The earth does not move. The earth is suspended in midair, suspended by a miracle of Hashem. And everything else revolves, is in orbit around the earth. Everything else is in orbit around the earth because the center of creation, the center of the universe, the focal point of the universe is the earth. The center of the earth is Eretz Yisrael, the chosen land of Hashem. Center of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash, and that is where the Shekhinah HaKdeshah is. There it rests. So that, again, we have this Avinazal stresses that these scientists who know nothing about the spiritual world, nothing at all, know even less about the physical world, because the basic theory, which they claim is fact, is an absolute falsehood against the words of the Tzedek Desha. In any event, we say, Ashreinu Matev Chalkenu, Ashrei to those who do not accept this theory. How tragic it is for those Baalei Amuna, those who did have Amuna, who fall into this trap and believe these false statements of the scientists, Nachmana Yetzilenu Mehem, Mehameinu, even if they're great leaders, even if they're Tamei Chachamim, you must beware of their statements because they are absolute poison. Menzel calls it a one-way ticket to Gehenna. So avoid even discussing or reading this topic by those who are so-called religious Jews, aren't it Jews, who tried to reconcile, who tried to parallel the words of the scientists, Chmon al-Islam, with religion. There is no parallel. They are absolutely two opposites. Never the twain shall meet, because Emunah and Kfirah are two opposites. The point is, then, Avinazal says that we have to strive to understand up to the capacity of our knowledge. Beyond that, if it's something that's beyond our knowledge, no matter how little we understand, our capacity is the limit. Beyond that, live only with Emunah, and with that, you've got everything. Everything is based on Emunah. We need no more than that. We cannot understand what's doing above the heavens, but we have Emunah that is there. That's all we need. We have all the knowledge that's necessary. We reach the top. Eventually, this is fact. The person who has this Emunah will eventually understand everything he has Emunah in. Person passes away. If his Emunah was pure, the moment he passes away, he achieves the knowledge of all those items that he believed in, but did not see, did not understand. The person was chas v'shalom kofed in those things. Naturally, he pays so serious a price in that he never achieves that knowledge. So you say the foundation of everything is Emunah, ashrei to those who have that Emunah, because the zechus of Emunah is the zechus of anonymous with the zechus of seeing Moshiach Yezat Hashem.